The greatest minds gathered from around the world. This is Nerds That Know. Nerds that know everything. Nerds that know what your deepest, darkest secrets are. Smurf here, along with the square table of excellence. To my right, I have...
Bobby.
And the Stash.
And Keel.
We have come together to entertain, enlighten, and otherwise just make you sit there, scratch your head, and go, what the fuck?
We're really good at the what the fuck.
We are great at the what the fuck. Yeah. We have masters in what the fuck.
PhD, my friend. PhD.
I was going to say doctorates all around.
Doctorates.
Higher, higher, and deeper.
Doctor.
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 Doctor. And if you don't know that reference, kids, Google it. What we have decided to come
If you don't know that reference, why the fuck are you listening to us?
They can know as much as we know.
That's right. We're here to enlighten. We're here to brighten your day that may otherwise be other shadowy, dark figures that, well, your boss... hovering over you while you're trying to do nothing. Get paid for it.
So listen to us while you're standing at the copier.
Very true. So we have an itinerary. We are going to cover some basic stuff. First, we'll let you know who we are. I'm Smurf. I am the master behind the control board, former radio personality. I also run another couple of websites and comic book store owner, entrepreneur, cosplayer, reader, comic book enthusiast since the age of 8. Collection, statues and all. About quarter of a million value, maybe a little more. Yeah, about that. We'll go with that. Yeah. Depends on the week. And what movie's coming out.
Isn't that the truth?
It is. And then Bobby, please enlighten the listeners as to your repertoire.
So I'm Bobby. I am also quite the enthusiast. Not with a collection as expansive as Smurf's, but I do have a decent Wonder Woman collection. That's really where it all lies, my friends. High Priestess on a YouTube channel hosting cosplay. Actually going to be at Project Cosplay later this month, or excuse me, next month. You know, doing all kinds of hotness and walking around with my boobs pushed up to my chin wearing a corset, which is really the important part of cosplay.
I personally enjoy it.
I don't think there's a man out there that doesn't.
Corsets, God's gift to men and a woman's waist.
Just remembers heels before corset.
That's why you have somebody else put your heels on for you. No. Yes, well, because then they have to kneel in front of you and it's awesome.
If you're as special as Bobby, then yes, you always have somebody kneeling in front of you putting on your heels.
That's true.
Thank you, darling. I really love it when you kiss my ass.
I was going to say, flattery will get you everywhere.
All right, Stash?
Well, I am the Stash. I am a reader and writer extraordinaire. I focus mainly on poetry. I have consumed every fantasy book you'll put in front of me since, you know, the early 90s, and
you'll even
I'm
read the ones that
strong.
Are crap.
Yes, yes. Let's not discuss the sequel to several books. Oh my god.
Now you're gonna think one thing when you hear the Stash.
The Stash, that's true. Mustache aficionado. There
we all know it's because you're a hoarder.
Yes, I am a hoarder of very expensive and costly first edition books.
Yes,
that's the only way really to go.
Thin women.
You know what? Don't
We're
judge
not
my
bringing
taste.
The women in. Too early for women judging just yet.
Yes, just yet. Give me time.
That's right.
My apologies.
I haven't, you know, ruined this yet with my poor choice in women. Give me at least a month.
Soon everyone will know that you're really a stash-hole.
Yes. Yes, it's who I am. Deep down. Deep core.
And that's why we love you.
Indeed it is. Keel?
Isn't that right, Keel?
It is right. And that is a great segue to me. Hi, guys. My name is Keel. I am a jack of all nerdy trades and master of none. I kind of round out everybody and have my fingers in a lot of pies. Oh, that didn't come out right.
Oh, yes, it did.
It came out exactly. No, you know what? It came out exactly pie. The way I wanted it to come out. I'm also a local stand-up comedian, and like Stash, I'm a writer. I am working on a pilot for a TV show, and it's going to be a supernatural horror comedy, so keep your eyes and ears peeled for that.
So all you supernatural
local
fans.
To Denver.
Local to Denver, yes. Via Chicago, where I cut my teeth as a writer and comedian, then I got out while the getting was good in Chicago and came back to the fine state of Colorado. And I also run adult cosplay after dark parties with my lovely girlfriend and burlesque dancer, Miss Pearl Derriere.
Naughty Nerdy. Check it out.
NaughtyNerdy.net. Check us out.
So nice. I think, well, never mind. We won't get into those. We won't get into preferences just yet.
Just yet. It's the first episode. Let the audience get to know us just a little bit.
Yeah. Exactly. So with this, we've decided to come up with our format, which is going to be primarily bouncing between books, movies, what's driving the geekdom, if you will, the pulse. What is out there? What is everyone tuned into? So speaking of tune, we'll start off with TV shows this episode. Now, a lot has gone on since the new year. Sherlock, which is normally four episodes, they shortened it to three, which I'm not
I always
really
thought it was three. I could be
Who says three four. Episodes is a season?
What the hell? Yeah, that's
For
not even
God's
a season.
For God's sake. Mean, seriously, Sherlock is shorter than my orgasm.
You need
you
to find
your
boyfriend
for an hour and a half. Props to you, man.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
some
you.
Tantric Sherlock right there.
Yeah. It's like all I have to say is congratulations. That, and where do I get that?
That's a you hell of a
know,
kegel you got over there.
Yo, the secret is stoplights.
Stoplights.
Yeah. Go every time the light turns red. Kegels.
Wow. And there is your public service announcement for today.
Do kegels at red lights.
Kegels at red lights. I thought she was just breathing odd. I didn't know.
So, anyway, back to Sherlock.
Yes.
Another reason for me to orgasm, Benedict Cumberbatch. I'm just saying, I am a Cumberbatch, and I am comfortable with that.
He is awesome, especially just this past year, this past month, Doctor Strange. He did an amazing job in that. He was great as Khan in a few years ago's Star Trek movie.
Mm-hmm. He was great in The Imitation Game as well.
He's just a fine actor. So.
He really is.
And he's on the dark side. You know,
I really honestly believe with the Marvel movies from the next round, after Infinity War, he's the staple. Just like Iron Man was the staple for this first round, I think we're going to see the end of Iron Man. Cap's probably going to get changed or frozen. And I think it's now going to revolve around Strange.
I would be okay with that.
I don't know if it will, just because, like, he is so British.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
That's half the Marvel team. I'm saying that for a very specific reason, in that, like, the most popular and influential characters, at least in the United States, are the ones that are, like, your typical Americans.
Hence, Captain America.
Yeah, the biggest douche of them all. Forgive me if you're a Captain
America.
Wow,
really?
Excuse me, language. Language.
I think we burned that bridge about 5 minutes ago.
Well,
yeah.
If we're
going to
be talking about
douche
Cap,
nozzle, yes.
If we're going to be talking about Captain, he doesn't like that kind of language. I'm
oh,
just
that's
saying.
He is a goody-goody.
Anyway, back to Sherlock. this season's been interesting so far. Stash has watched all three episodes. I've gotten through the first episode and a half. I don't know if they were trying to stretch with alluding to Moriarty coming back. Obviously, I haven't seen
the Christmas special, they were. And that whole, like, teaser of, okay, we know he's dead, but he's back. What kind of Jedi Vulcan mind trick is that?
Well, see, what they ended up doing was they were setting up this real plot twist. And it fell flat. I've heard a lot of criticism about it, just that it was unconvincing. It was, in terms of reveals, it was a very lackluster reveal, and I felt that way when I watched it. But don't get me wrong, the final episode of this season could have easily been this whole season, and for whatever reason they condensed it down into a single episode.
Moriarty's daughter's taken over or something.
I don't want to spoil it. Just give it to us.
No, this is a pretty big spoiler. We want Kiel to at least get a chance to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, because I've been such a big fan of the show since it came out. I have been, since I was young, a Oliver Wendell Holmesophile. Mm-hmm. I've read almost everything he's done. I've seen almost any Inception, even, Sherlock Holmes's less well-known brother was Buster Keaton. And just some really like out there stuff. So I've seen all the stuff. I love the Robert Downey Jr. movies. I love the TV show that used to be on Masterpiece Theater. Like, I've liked Holmes.
I just can't get behind Elementary, though.
Are you kidding? I love that show.
Yeah. Elementary, yes. I think, was garbage.
I
Thank
love
you,
that
Stash.
Show.
It's really good to watch on mute, though.
I like looking at Lucy Liu.
That's exactly yes. what that's I'm exactly saying. What
yeah.
So well, except for that one season, she was in the same pair of shoes for the entire season.
I'm sorry. I don't wear the same pair of shoes for an entire day.
I know. And I'm like, she went the whole season with the same tan shoes. Yeah, her underwear probably matches.
Anyway.
So,
yeah, that's, but yeah, I like the show. I don't know how much longer it can really sustain its good quality. Obviously, Moffat does great things like he has with Doctor Who. We won't go into Doctor Who on this particular episode, but eventually we will. But I just with the rising stars of both Martin Freeman and Benedict Cumberbatch, I don't know how much longer they can continue doing an intense.
Well, that's
series
like Idris
that.
Elba. I mean, you know, exactly. I mean, he just got hot, and now you know. What's the Luther?
Yeah,
the cop yeah. show. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we'll never see a Luther and episode.
We will be talking about Idris Elba in our next segment. But for right now, we're still on TV shows. Does anybody have anything else to say about Sherlock?
No. Ooh. But speaking of, Stash,
I was
going to
say, speaking of in timelines, I think we can maybe draw out another season, maybe two, but two is going to be pushing it. For Sherlock.
If each season is only three episodes, I think they can manage to.
But they move pretty quick.
Yeah, these are
time intensive to make those shows. Yeah, it's only three episodes, but they're essentially movies.
They are.
Themselves, you know.
That's even how they portray it. They portray them as mini movies.
And I'm waiting for Watson to eat it. I really am waiting for Watson to eat it.
In terms of characters,
the way that I'm seeing that in my head is probably not the way anybody else in this room is seeing that.
I thought that, and then I was like, no, we're not dirty at this specific moment in time. Thank you for bringing us back.
Bobby is always dirty.
That's true. But that's why we love you, Bobby. But no, I honestly think Watson has the more interesting arc and more relatable character in the show, so I don't think we'll ever see him abate. I think, if anything, we'll see the destruction of Sherlock in its own way.
Well, he didn't die with Moriarty, so they're not following the books.
Twice anyway.
Well, that was the whole thing behind why Holmes wrote the Reichenbach Fall to begin with, because he was so sick of writing the Holmes character or the Sherlock character, and he wanted to do something else. He's like, fuck it, I'm going to kill them both.
Right.
And then he tried writing other stuff, and his fan base was so pissed. He's like, I guess I'll bring him back in some convoluted way, which he did.
The best return has got to be Guy Ritchie's return. With Robert Downey Jr. as the chair.
Yeah.
That was
the
great.
Most obscure nod to Sir Arthur Conan Doyle I have ever freaking seen. Just,
I love it.
Which is really the best way to do it. The more it really obscure, is. The better.
Yeah. Oh, he's right there in the room. Eh, who knew?
Yeah, it's a terribly great reward for nerds like us.
Yes.
It is.
Nerds that know.
And that's the thing that I think we'll find when we talk about any of the topics we talk about from here on out is just those little Easter eggs for people that are for the nerds who are in the know, nods to a reference of a book that might have been obscure, but we really appreciate that they included it in the
series.
Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate the fandom.
Exactly.
So speaking of fandom, now Grimm is in what season now?
Grimm is in its last season.
Which I believe is sixth or seventh.
So I got disconnected at season two or three. I don't even think I made it all the way to season three.
I didn't even make it through all the way through season one. Keel, you're telling us that was wrong.
I just enjoyed the show. I like what they've done with it. After seeing the first couple of episodes this season, they are really, really trying to rush the ending and tie up all the loose ends, and they're doing it in a really
one episode
is doing it like super duper fast, and the next one is all like, why the hell are you even including this in the episode? This has nothing to do with the story. What's up with this stick that Nick has? Is it some religious artifact? And what he has is this, if I'm, you know, spoiler alert for anybody who's listening, he has this stick and it has magical powers, and it was said to be carried by the Knights Templar during the Crusades. And
what?
I'm very
That's
confused.
A total departure of anything in history.
I'm saying everything was just Germanic history based on the Brothers Grimm stories. And all of a sudden,
somebody jumped the shark.
Extremely elusive to, oh, is this part of the Spear of Destiny, or is it the wood from Jesus' cross? Which is exactly the you know,
what they're kind of alluding to.
The Last Crusade even once, you know, it's kind of like, oh, this is clearly where they're going with it. I really liked it. I started watching Graham and the Raw along the same time as I started watching Once Upon a Time. And after the third season of Once Upon a Time, I had to be like, are you just pulling Disney movies out of your ass?
Yes.
Yes. When they introduced Elsa, I was like, I'm done.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I was done.
Well, and no. I think there's a better commonality between Sleepy Hollow and Grimm than whatever Neverwhere bullshit rip-off from Fables that ABC wants to sell on that one. Is crap.
It's
all right?
True.
That is just blatant plagiarism.
They don't even have enough eye candy to make that show worthwhile.
No.
And the thing I appreciate about Grimm is what I like about shows nowadays where it has an overall story arc for the season.
Season
or until the mid-season premiere. And let's just say how stupid mid-season finales are.
We're talking about you, Gotham.
Yeah, right. Or
don't even get me
started
on Gotham.
But I like that Grimm does a story arc for the season, but it also has the, you know, their classic Monster of the Week, the same way like X-Files did.
Right.
If you know enough about the characters, you can tune in and miss an episode or two and still enjoy it. But Grimm is just really, really rushing to try to tie up their loose ends. I hope it ends well and it redeems itself in the next, I think, 7 or 8 episodes that it has left. But
do you want to see him get the girl? Do you want to see him get the girl? Do you want to see him ride off in the sunset, or do you want him seeing get like Grandma did it, where dies in a bed and you know flatlines
you know,
right there?
I think there are too many writers out there nowadays that are just trying to appeal to their fan base to have him ride off into the sunset and be heroic, and then you know. I don't want the rug pulled out from under me, but if they ended it in a really good way and the character just – everybody just fucking died at the end, but they had a reason behind it.
Like
I'd
Angel? That is
the
best ending for a series where
– had a good amount of eye candy.
Barroom brawl in the back of an alley and there's a fucking dragon. I'm going to go for the dragon. I'm going out on a blaze of glory.
If you got to go, you got to go that way.
I just don't
want
to get Soprano.
Yeah, fade to black.
Yeah.
Well, and that, I mean, if you haven't watched Sopranos, it ties into the first episode where they're like, well, what do you think happens at the end? Well, I just think it fades to black. So, that's how they kind of tied it together. Lame, and we'll never see how it really was supposed to end with James Gandolfini passing away.
And honestly, I still think one of the best endings in television history was Seinfeld.
Oh, God.
And that's how you tell it.
I think the better ending was Will and Grace.
I like that. That was dark. That was dark, though.
Yeah, but Will and Grace is coming back.
What?
What the hell?
Yeah, Will and Grace is coming back.
Right. Sweet baby Seamus.
Well, we'll get back to that.
Since I'm the only one that really watches Grimm here, I think that's the way. We'll talk about it in further episodes and see
as we
if
get
hopefully
progressing
they,
in the season.
You know, and you know, like when you watch any series, you hope it does it justice in the end because you were with them for so long, and you just
you don't want the Smallville payoff.
Oh God.
Oh right.
Yeah. Ouch.
Wait, Superman can fly?
What? He has a cape? What the hell?
Wait, are you telling me that the entire time during Smallville, Clark Kent was Superman?
Dun, dun,
what the
dun.
Hell?
You're supposed to say
confused.
Spoiler alert.
My apologies for those of you who didn't know
that Clark Kent was
the
Superman.
The best reveal of a Clark Kent Superman is Lois and Clark, where the time traveler comes back and Lois Lane, you're the dumbest woman ever. I'm Clark Kent. I'm Superman. I'm Clark Kent. And he keeps putting these glasses on and off, and I'm just like, oh my God.
You know what?
Okay,
I really like that show.
But in fairness, I really enjoyed Lois and Clark.
So did I.
Primarily, Dean Cain is really pretty. Secondarily,
he's not so pretty anymore.
No,
he
went the way of Val Kilmer.
He really did.
No one went that big.
So
I didn't say he went to Val Kilmer. I said he went the way of.
Yes, that's what I'll have to say about Grimm until the last season unfolds. So we will move on to my boy Stash's milieu and the first couple of movies I saw, but the TV shows, The Librarians.
Okay, now I saw the first season of this, and I liked the whole premise.
Oh, I love it.
The bad thing about it is I don't have time to watch this damn show. And I love John Larroquette from Night Court.
Larroquette!
Yeah.
Larroquette!
I mean, the man is just...
He is actually my arch nemesis.
Sharp at what?
It's true.
Really?
Yeah, Gravity, Stairs, Asparagus, and John Larroquette are my 4 arch nemesis in life.
Nemesis.
Nemesis. if we're going...
And let the grammar battle begin.
Sorry.
We are nerds.
We are nerds.
No. Yeah.
Nerds
and
that battle.
And we know everything.
Yeah. Yes.
But the whole show was great, and Rebecca Romijn whatever the Rever is the name of her now,
yeah,
is definite eye candy.
I think that the little redhead Cassandra is also quite the eye candy.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
yes. Jaw-dropping. I mean, there's not a bad looker on the show.
Stone, like Ezekiel Jones, I enjoy. But Stone, like, I would love to go a couple of rounds with that boy. I am just saying.
Wow, you are naughty tonight.
Yeah.
We are bringing everything back to your man candy over here.
Yes, we really are.
I'm not minding.
So what about,
I'm just eating.
What about the ER boy, Noah Wiley?
I have been in love with Noah Wiley.
He does.
Still looks handsome.
Like, before I hit double digits.
Well, I was comparing him to the guy from Stargate because he's got some other... Doctor sci-fi show on ION.
Richard Dean Anderson?
No. Daniel Jackson.
The nerdy guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's gotten puffy too.
Yeah, but he wears it a lot better.
He's holding a little bit better than
being
Kane.
I think Noah Wiley still looks almost the same as he did the first time I saw him back in ER.
Yeah.
What was that?
He's got Ralph Macchioism.
No shit.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, what was that? Like, almost 20 years ago?
Yeah.
15 years ago?
Yeah.
Like, sweet Jesus, that boy.
The only one aging better out of that is George Clooney.
Yeah, the older he gets, the better looking he gets.
And I appreciate that.
So, tell us about the show, because I had thoughts, and I know Larroquette isn't who I thought he was, because I thought Larroquette was Merlin.
No.
I know, but I did, I mean, the tie-in and who he is, I'm not too far off.
Fabulous, though. Like, I love his character.
They really did develop him well, and... See, that's the thing I like about this show is so much of what we watch and experience now is so dark that it's rare to have these really beautiful, well, not necessarily beautiful, funny and humorous and enjoyable shows where you know everything's
enjoyable
gonna
shows.
And they have the beautiful moments, like, you know, not going into too much detail with Charlene.
Yeah.
You know, they had that really great, beautiful moment with the candle and the mirror, and it was just one of those, okay. This is good. This is not the natural order of things.
So I've only seen the couple of movies that TNT came out with, like, almost like 9 years ago now.
I know.
We started with the...
They were super enjoyable.
With the Spear of Destiny. Mm-hmm.
It was the Spear of Destiny, and then there was the Vampire one.
No, the Vampire one was the third one.
I love the... Who was the chick in the Vampire one? Because I have a hard-on for her.
I don't remember, but she's gorgeous.
She was in Castle.
She is
so hot.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Not just
Stana Katic. Stana Katic.
Nathan Fillion's daughter on Castle, the redhead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, naughty guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, you had your candy moments.
Nathan Fillion is on my list.
Yeah.
Well, he's on everybody's list.
I'm rocking my Firefly shirt tonight.
Nathan Fillion, you could get laid no matter what state he's in.
In season two of Castle, when he came out dressed like Captain Mal, I almost lost my shit.
When his daughter said Space Cowboys are so 3 years ago.
No, just let it go, Dad.
Dad, there are no cows in space.
There are no cows in space. Space Cowboys are so 3 years ago. And I just...
Right?
It was both hilarious and heartbreaking because I am such a
tragic
fan of Firefly. I have a Serenity tattoo on my forearm along with my TARDIS. So we
will have the Firefly face-off for sure coming up. But,
yes. Back to the librarians.
My thing is the TV show, like... As much as I like the movies, they were campy and cheesy in TNT movies. Is the TV show a little more behind it, production quality wise? Yes and no.
It does, but at the same time, like, it maintained enough of the cheesiness where you still see it from time to time. But it's part of what makes it endearing.
Yeah,
and they also kept a lot of the original cast from the first three movies.
Not really.
Well, they got rid of
Charlene
Bob Newhart.
Still in there. That's because they killed him off. But
we lost access to the library as everything shut down.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm. But, you know, well, okay, sorry. He was less killed off and more no longer connected to the library.
We can't access Pop Newhart. Oh, my God.
It was one of those
and Jane
beautiful
Curtin,
things
Jane Curtin went
where...
On. Jane, you ignorant slut.
You know, like, the one of the things that I love about the Librarians TV show is they've taken... the heart and, you know, the whole premise behind all of the movies. And each season feels like a movie in and of itself, where it's a little Warehouse 13, and I know Warehouse 13 came second. You don't need to correct me. But it's
I wasn't going to.
You did last time we talked about it.
I know.
So it's a little Warehouse 13 where in each episode they're searching for an artifact and they're battling something, which makes it really unique. And, you know, each episode holds its own. But each season is its own story, is its own battle, you know, and that makes it very similar to the movies, where each of the movies, whether it was The Spear of Destiny or Song of Solomon or Judas Chalice,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I've seen them all a number of times, yeah. right? Each one held its own, but if you watched all three in succession, they all made sense. And I feel the same way with the TV series, is if you watch an episode on its own, it makes sense, but if you watch the entire season, it's a continuous storyline, a la DS9, best Star Trek ever.
Yeah. Well, any type of show that deals with... You know, I'm an 80s kid. I grew up... My first hero to me was not a superhero. It was Indiana Jones.
Right.
And so anything that mixes history with mythology and, you know, hidden treasure is good. And you know what? I'm probably going to get a lot of shit for this, but I fucking love the National Treasure movies.
No, I agree with you.
They are fun.
I enjoy them as well.
They're enjoyable.
And they have historical truths.
It's true. So,
it's Indiana Jones in modern day.
It's true.
With a little bit of random history thrown in, which is awesome.
And they all stem from the Alan Quartermain.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah.
If only they love had people's faces melting off, it would be even better.
The Lost City of Gold.
I was in A League of Extraordinary Gentlemen as Alan Quartermain. And I never did a movie since.
Never since.
I'm sorry.
Sean Connery's last movie was League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. He has not done a movie since.
Okay.
Was the Avengers before or after? I thought Avengers was before.
I will watch League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, but that movie
I didn't think
sucked
he retired
balls
on that one.
Yeah. Like, it deep-throated those bitches.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't, some cool you can't translate Alan Moore without Alan Moore. And League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, the first trade paperback alone for that story is immense and mind-blowing.
And genius.
It is.
Alan
you're
Moore
not,
did an amazing job
you're not going to sum
that
thing
no.
up in a two-hour film.
It didn't transfer over to the film.
It didn't transfer over to a PG or PG-13
no.
movie.
No, because Alan
Which
Moore
is
a dirty son of a bitch.
Which is glad that Deadpool stayed R.
Yes.
Right.
And Logan.
Yes,
Logan
that's
got the
true,
R rating,
which
we'll
be talking
to.
About a little bit later in today's show.
So The Magicians airs soon.
Tomorrow.
I've read the book.
Yes.
Yeah, tomorrow
what
is
that, the 24th?
Okay, yep. So explain something to me, Stash.
Yes.
You're the Magicians expert.
We both are.
Both are.
Yeah.
Our nipples are hard right
I've
now.
Read the books and seen it.
There you go. Okay, well,
why? So have
I. There's lots of hard nipples in this.
Why is this Narnia?
It's so not. That's
it is
why
so Narnia.
No,
it
no,
is
no.
opening
so
freaking
not
scene
no, okay.
of the first freaking
no,
episode is Narnia.
No,
it
no.
is instead of Peter,
Fillory.
You have some other guy.
Fillory is not Narnia. Fillory is a dark
Narnia.
Shit.
Fillory is Narnia
dark,
with a strap on.
Dark
yeah.
Narnia. Okay,
Fillory
that's all it
is. Fillory is a strap on and no lube.
And no, not even a courtesy spit.
No.
It really isn't. It's,
you
it's
get
dark.
Lube when you bleed.
Yeah, and obviously you're going to make references to Narnia. That's exactly what I thought when I first read the books.
Yeah,
the same way
instead
that,
of the light post, you have a tree with a clock in
yeah,
it. And you lose the little knock-kneed bitch that messes everything up
yeah.
and runs off with Mr. Pipes.
Tumnus.
You don't have any Turkish delight, yeah. but you have Nana delight because
yeah.
everyone's stoinking in the damn thing. And
oh
no Peter.
And I'm sorry. Who didn't love the fact that that chick had to drink the jar of it, right?
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
just saying.
This is just a hyped up, drugged up Narnia. It's worse than sparkly
it's
vampires.
It's a hyped up, drugged up Narnia and Harry Potter, which makes it awesome.
No,
it
it's
does.
Not.
It is
See,
Narnia
here's
that...
Thing. Here's the thing. So, like, if you follow the C.S. Lewis Narnia side...
Yes.
Right? There is a lot of comparison to Narnia and the C.S. Lewis, you know, entire series with... The Bible and the Holy Trinity and
yeah,
so on and so forth, right? And if you follow that line of thought, Narnia, and I know I've read tons of papers comparing them, you know, how Aslan is Christ and blah, blah,
yes,
blah, blah, blah.
The Christian
right?
Foundation
and
all jumped on that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, they all, you know, the magician's nephew, for fuck's sake. Okay, so, like, they all jumped in on that. Whereas you look at the Magicians, right, and Fillory, and it's more real. It's saying, okay, things get fucked up. It's
yeah.
not what you expect. And the only similarity to Narnia that I really see with it is the fact that they go through a closet or a wardrobe or a clock or something like that. Because once they're in Fillory,
I mean, you can
it's
say it's not Narnia.
So different.
Because it is so much darker, but obviously you can't deny that the inspiration for Fillory in the series of books was Narnia, but I like the fact that they use that as a jumping off point. But then when you get to this magical land that the children go through, you realize it is rooted in real world shit where people die.
Problem number two. Magic is a thing. It shouldn't be in danger. If you're going to base an entire storyline on magic, that it's magic driven, magic should not be in danger.
Magic isn't in danger. Magic is the danger.
No, it is.
No, well, it is in danger.
It is in danger.
It depends on how you look at it. Like, in my opinion,
I look at the trailer that says magic is in danger.
Okay, so just because sci-fi tells you what to think, that's what you think?
No, because I've read the books as well, and that's the whole thing, is they need to keep Fillory alive to keep magic going, because it's rooted. It can be a wellspring. Magic can come from a place, and if that place is destroyed, then magic is destroyed in this book's particular logic. In other rational arguments, like, magic is just a thing that exists. It can neither be created nor destroyed, like matter, but for the sake of argument, for this book,
it's energy.
Yes. Yeah.
It's energy with
a
source.
He knew what he meant. He just, used the wrong word.
Anyway, I'm really enjoying the TV series, and I think the one complaint.
Let's go with casting first.
Oh, my God.
They nailed the cast.
I'm sorry. Penny, again, back to the Bobby eye candy. He's a pretty boy, but he needs a ball gag. I'm just saying.
No, you want him to have.
You want him,
okay.
Yeah.
No,
is this
if
a personal
really,
preference?
Okay, probably.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. With Penny, it would be a whole dungeon scene. Q, on the other hand, like, he's such a whiny bitch.
Again, but that's
no,
like
he's supposed
perfect.
To be. Yeah. He's supposed to be. And even the way, like, he does the playing with his hair and everything and his whole thing with Alice, like, it makes it, – it's perfect. Like, when I've been rereading the books.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing them now.
Yeah.
When I'm reading the books.
Yes.
And I love that.
I think the one complaint that I had from people about it is if you read the books and watch the series, they blended a lot of elements from book two and book one into the first series. And people,
agreed.
And I think people were saying, it was like, oh, well, they're not staying, in linear focus with the books. And I think when you translate something like that into a TV series, in order to progress the show at an appropriate rate, sometimes you do have to make those. And I think they did it beautifully.
I agree.
I don't think I lost anything from the series, from being a fan of the book, saying, oh, well, this is bullshit. This clearly didn't happen in book one. And not the entire first season is going to be in the entire first book. But mixing in those elements to be able to progress the storyline, to get everybody to Fillory, I really thought that they did a great job, and it's just been popping up on my Facebook feed almost every day now, and I cannot wait till tomorrow night.
I think with the beautiful way that Game of Thrones stuck each season with each book up until season five, that people were expecting that now from a book translation.
They had to. I mean, let's face it, Game of Thrones had to do something because they went like an entire novel without Jon Snow.
I mean, they had to combine books at that point. And I've read all of the books of, the Songs of Fire and Ice and what have you. I've read all of them. But I'm just saying that because they stuck so true to each novel being a season, that people are expecting that now from things like The Magicians.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, The Magicians holds true to the books. Which is really the important thing.
That's season
the feel of the book.
Yeah, the season finale is the thing I really had a problem with.
I'll agree with that.
Because just of how it ended, it was so completely different than anything else. Like, it didn't fit what happened.
Right. And I think Julia is also a little bit more fucked up than I was anticipating.
I like that, though.
Of course you do. You like the
magic. Honestly, I thought they did a good job, and they could have pushed it even harder. Like, based on the second book, about all the bullshit that Julia had to
go through
just to get back into it, and that scene with the fox.
I know.
Oh, my God. I thought they did it so well.
Okay.
And,
if we're talking about Q and Alice with the fox thing, because, like, anyways. But continue.
Shut
up, Smurf.
Who's it? Lev Grossman is the author, and the bullshit jumps that he had Julia's character jump through just to finally get back. And
she went through so many
hoops. The bitterness that she has towards Quinn, I don't necessarily... I think that's the one thing that they lacked on a little bit. I think she should have been a lot more bitter. I think that she gave
Q way too easily in the finale. Like, in the finale, she was all like, Q, we're chill. It's all good.
Yeah.
But let me fuck up some gods.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's what I want to do, is I want to make gods cry.
Exactly. And so, and then, you know...
It was just because she got seed in a different way.
So I'd like to see what they do, because especially with Alice's character, what eventually happens to her, and we won't spoil that, and for anybody who hasn't read the books or seen the TV show, I'm wondering if they're still going to do that to her, and what her character arc is going to be, especially going into starting to approach the third book.
I really hope they do, because that was the whole driving premise of the third book.
Yeah.
It really was. It was him on this journey to, you know, resolve the issue that she had.
And unfuck his dumbassery.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah,
we'll do that. Over.
That all of you men deal with on a daily.
I certainly do.
Some more than others. Yes. Shush.
Says Kiel, the one man in the room with a consistent lady friend.
Well, just because he has a good companion, I mean, everybody needs one. There's nothing wrong
and
with
she's
that.
Lovely. I adore his lady friend. She is one of my besties.
Companion. He is. He is a Whovian.
No. Yeah, but, yeah, no. Okay.
Don't think that went over my head.
See, when I think companion, I go back to Inara.
I still like Kaylee. Jewel State.
Of course you do. Of course Inara was so much hotter. I'm sorry. But being in the middle of that sandwich is something I would totally
do. Inara Kaylee sandwich, please bring it on.
Yeah.
We will have the Firefly face-off.
Well, in fact, what we'll end up doing for the Firefly face-off is we'll have teams. And we will go at it. It'll be entertaining.
But you need to pick a character.
Yes. Yeah. And you will defend them to your death.
I will.
Dibs on Inara and Book. I've even read the graphic novel that explains Book.
Book, yes. Yeah, it's actually very good.
It's fabulous.
So, yeah, we will have updates of the Magicians next time, and then Grimm, as well as more TV shows coming out.
Hopefully The Expanse.
And hopefully The Expanse. Right now, Expanse.
You missed out on the chance, because they're actually showing Expanse in theaters. We'll cut to this really quickly, because I think this is worth mentioning, because this is becoming more and more of a thing, especially with Doctor Who.
Yeah. It's actually happened a couple of times at the SIE Film Center.
Yeah, the SIE Film Center over on Colfax by East High School.
Yes, they've started doing that with a few like sci-fi films and stuff like that. Like, I saw Sharknado there.
Oh, let's just give some props to Esquire, because they've been doing all of like the random nerd culture films there for how long?
Forever. They still show Metropolis.
So props out there.
They do the Rocky Horror Friday Night, Midnight, or is it Saturday night now?
It's Saturday night.
It's typically Saturday night. They did it on Friday in December because of New Year's Eve.
So it's worth stepping in. If you can find it in your local theater, by all means. I think The Expanse was probably one of the most well-thought, creative sci-fi shows that you could come up with kind of a Battlestar Galactica twist. It has all the different factions, and it is just ripe with just...
So say we all.
So much
West Wing
teeth.
In space.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't get me started on West Wing.
We'll do a thing about West Wing. Bobby and I are... Big fucking fans of the West Wing.
The amount of West Wing I've been watching just to make myself feel better about executive power, I'm just saying. Yeah.
So, with the end of TV shows, we have Archer on the back burner. We'll get to Archer.
The premiere's not for a little while.
Archer's off in the distance.
But we are looking forward to it.
And I need to catch up on the last season, because I still haven't figured out about the baby. And I can hardly wait to get to that.
And we always forget when we're talking about the baby, though, the wee baby Seamus.
The wee baby Seamus.
And plus, cosplaying the Archer crew. I'm so looking forward to that. We have a whole group put together for DCC to cosplay the Archer crew. You know? And I personally am planning on reprising Lana. Fuck you. I'm going to be Lana.
I could just see you with some dolphins. That's all I'm saying.
I enjoy the dolphins.
Well, you'd be perfect for Krieger.
But I was planning, if I am going to be Pam, I'm going to be Coked Out Pam.
Coked Out Pam.
You have to be Coked Out Pam. Yeah.
Not to have that.
Honestly, I'd love to play Archer, but I actually think you put me in a tracksuit, I can be a great Barry.
We were already planning on you being Barry. Barry, talk to Johnny about it later. All right. The real John Connor.
You know, other Barry? I'm all right with this idea.
The Barry. The other Barry. So moving along.
By the way, it's going to be Mallory.
With the new year, 2017, and the year of the cock. I'm sorry. Rooster with the lunar calendar. We
right,
have,
I like how
you
we don't like talking about cock.
While that happens.
Cock.
That's right, yes. Stash. You are the cock.
I certainly use it.
If the sheath fits.
If it doesn't, adjust it.
Let's just not go there because I love you like a brother, and talking about that just makes me all get bad goosebumps.
Now, with 2017, the new influx of movies is coming fast and furious. And in fact, we're seeing movies now released in March, where April was like the big unveiling. Yeah. Unfortunately,
one of them is the new Fast and the Furious, because, dear God, Hollywood can't come up with a new idea to save their soul.
We'll just beat that one into the ground. But we've got
Logan
coming up.
Beat that dead horse. Turn it into glue and bring it back to life.
Because Logan's coming up quick. I mean, that's March.
I'm really excited about that one.
No,
this one should
is
be
that one May?
This should actually be his last reprise as Wolverine.
This is the final kiss-off.
Which, you know, I'm glad because I think that he's kind of done with the character.
It's the same way that Robert Downey Jr., I think, kind of puts the need to put Iron Man to rest. Or
I think
Stark.
That Robert Downey Jr. has at least
Tony
another...
He's a great Tony Stark.
I think
well,
that Robert
March?
Downey Jr.
March
has Stark. At least another movie or two in him for Iron Man.
Well, throughout the
but
MCU's
really
Phase
think...
3, then yes. But
well, we already know he makes an appearance in the new Spider-Man Homecoming.
Uh-huh. Right.
Happy's in there, too, which, thank God,
John Favreau
returns.
Right?
How about damn freaking time?
Yeah.
But, you know, getting back to Logan, though.
But
like,
Logan, okay, I honestly think that Charles Xavier is a construct in Logan's head. I think it's his conscience fucking with him.
In this particular
movie.
Yes, yeah.
Because I think the way the voice is, and I really hope that that's how they spin this, because it's his conscience, because he's the only good man he's ever known.
Yeah.
So, and Logan is an old man Logan, which is one of the most phenomenal comic book stories.
I just read it again
the
other day.
It's great how they put that all together, and I'm really going to be pissed because they can't do old man Logan without Hawkeye.
They really can't, but, I mean, I you could dress up Jeremy Renner and age him a little bit, I guess.
Just punch him in the face once or twice?
I'd beat him.
Because I know you'd beat
him. Yeah, when I saw, I didn't even realize.
What I'm offering to help Hollywood out of the goodness of my heart.
Keep telling yourself.
The goodness of my something.
When I saw, I didn't realize they were coming out with Logan, and I saw the trailer for it at... Doctor Strange.
Right.
And just having the Johnny Cash version of Hurt playing over it, like, when it was over, I turned to my girlfriend and we're just like, that just
goosebumps.
Gave me fucking chills.
I saw the trailer for it when we went and saw Rogue One, and I think Smurf ended up with like claw marks in his arm of me going, oh my fuck.
Yeah.
I had tinglies, and it wasn't, I think it was from lack of blood.
But dude, honestly, that's what you get for seeing a movie with me.
That's okay. I'll do it again. But I honestly think, and I'm hoping that that's the twist. I really, if they're that fucking clever, if they could be that good, that's
well,
his conscience.
I mean, with stuff like The Expanse, I mean, Hollywood is upping their game.
They have to.
In fairness, let's not give Hollywood the credit. They're taking all of this upping and this like amazing plot twists. From the comic books, the books.
Well, they have no choice.
No, I get that, but I just don't let's give credit where credit is due. It's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, the writers of where they're pulling the pulp,
know,
yeah,
pulp
the source
fiction.
The writers from the source material are really where that great twist and all of that plot material is coming from. Because there is not a person in Hollywood who has an original idea to save their soul.
Well, if they would buy my goddamn script, then maybe, but...
I'm sorry, that's they're too busy making time. Fast and the Furious 27.
I'm not, though, so...
No. Yeah, just beat that horse. So what movie are you looking forward to out of 2017, Bobby?
Honestly, I'm such a girl on this. The one I'm looking forward to the most is the live-action Beauty and the Beast. Because they're actually going to be making it into a musical version, right? They have a lot of Broadway stars coming in, and I'm super excited about it. I want to be more excited about Wonder Woman, but I'm pissed off at the casting.
Oh my gosh.
Really? With Gal Gadot, are you still harping on that shit?
Yes. She needs to eat a burger and hit the fucking gym. I'm sorry. That whore is too thin to be an Amazonian princess.
Write your fucking congressman about the Hollywood look then, because she's hot.
I'm not saying she's not hot.
I'm saying when I saw her in Batman versus Superman, I didn't know who she was the first two times she appeared on screen because she doesn't have the Amazonian presence.
She's hot. She's getting the presence out of me.
She's hot. She's fucking hot. Don't get me wrong. Like, I would totally tap that ass. But she's not Linda Carter.
No one's Linda Carter. Even freaking Xena, Lucy Lawless could not be Linda Carter.
Which they're bringing back, by the way.
I know. I saw
that. Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
So, fine. That aside...
But Beauty and the Beast sounds fabulous. Audra McDonald is going to be in it. Ewan McGregor is going to be in it.
I just want to see if Gaston is.
Yeah, that's all I'm looking forward to.
Great as it was in the last one.
I know it's your favorite Disney song.
The Gaston song, yeah,
it's my favorite Disney song ever.
Gaston is the only one I really want to see how they pull that off because it's like casting putty for Lemony Snicket and Snickets. I'm just
God,
that is brilliant.
And I'm so sorry we didn't bring up Lemony Snicket. We will talk about that next time.
We will.
I binge watched the hell out of it.
It was actually really good.
I have very intense thoughts about Neil Patrick Harris in that role, but we will talk about that next time.
Yes, that's another one.
He is also on my list.
That's another one.
You're gonna make him straight. Stash, what do you got for 2017?
No, I'm not. I'm completely fine with his husband being involved.
I know what I wanted originally, but it's really
what do you want?
It's really hard for me to pick between Blade Runner, the new one, and Kingsman. Because like the last Kingsman was so awesome.
Now this is like, pulled from an actual comic which nobody understands.
Yeah.
And it is so well executed.
Absolutely.
It really is. It pulls off like comics in the greatest possible way because it keeps those elements of comics, things that wouldn't be practical, that wouldn't really work.
If they didn't have Colin Firth, I do not think this would have been a successful film.
I can agree with that.
Because he pulled off Galahad
so flawlessly talented.
I mean, you think, you know, Colin Firth getting up there, and obviously he's done, you know, the very like romantic, like
him beating the crap out of
Pinewood Studios kind of
thing,
and then him just
don't talk bad
badass.
About that.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, but you would think from him coming from these very romantic comedies to being like a fucking badass on screen, and just especially that church scene, which is one of the most amazing scenes.
It's one of those things.
If
you
can make Smurf speechless,
you're like amazed because it's so.
And the best supervillain. This doesn't come as a surprise to Samuel L. Jackson.
That was a really interesting character choice he decided to do with the list.
But it was so different.
It was different, and I liked it.
That's what I liked about it is because he is so typecast now.
It's true.
It was a chance for him to stretch his acting wings because he really is. He's a solid actor.
My dad finally watched Hateful Eight, and he's all like, oh, my God, is that Samuel L. Jackson?
No, we can move on.
So Kingsman is going to be your call.
Yeah, it's going to be my call, but it's a
but
hard
is it going to be
Blade
a good?
Runner.
I mean, it's going to be hard to I'm so on the fence because when they did the re-release of Blade Runner in the theaters, I'm glad that Harrison Ford is back.
Is Bladesman Blade Runner mixed with Kingsman?
Yes, Bladesman. Dun, 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 dun. I'm curious to see.
Throw it out and write another one.
Right. I'm curious to see how they work Harrison Ford and if he's just that bitter, angry detective at this point because he was so burnt out in the regular Blade Runner.
He was. And that's part of why I liked it so much is because it was this really dark, gritty,
and you could see the world going that way.
Science fiction.
And it still might.
And it has to be.
Yes.
For it to be successful, it has to be dark and gritty like that. Especially with how old he's going to be and what he's...
Do you think he's asked to get killed off in this one, too?
I don't know.
Because I know that was the caveat for Star Wars.
Yeah. Really? He asked to get killed off on
that? Oh, yeah. He wanted to die in Empire. Mm-hmm. And then he also wanted to die at the end of Jedi. He didn't want the Falcon to make it out. And there were plans for the Falcon not to make it out. But everyone's like, no, well, we can't kill Solo. Mm. The original Rogue.
Yeah.
So I really want to, and I'm worried that without Colin Firth that the new Kingsman's going to fail.
Well, there was that teaser poster that was the Mark Twain quote with Galahad's glasses that says, "The rumors of my death have been highly exaggerated." And I'm, spoiler alert, but not really, I looked it up on IMDb, he is credited in the movie.
But it could be a flashback.
It could be, you know, an Obi-Wan coming to Luke kind of thing.
How do you Jedi mind trick a bullet point blank? And
you're Magneto?
I know. And I know the Samuel L. Jackson character had problems with blood, but he didn't seem like he had any problem.
True. But, bang. You know, I mean, even in real life, a bullet to the head does not necessarily mean you die.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of great amnesia movies, I'm sure, that have been made.
Plus, it also Sandra Bullock has made a career of bullet, off of right?
them. I'm sorry, that was so over the top. I apologize.
No, it was absolutely appropriate.
We do not apologize here on Nerds That Know. Because we know, and so should you.
And so should you. It's your right. What have you got, Keel? 2017.
Like Stash, I have two movies. I will say the first one that I'm not going to go with, but from a childhood perspective and the fact that it looks super dark, or a lot darker than the campy TV show that came out in the 90s, I'm really looking forward to the Power Rangers movie.
Amen, my friend.
You got Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston as Gorgon?
Zordon.
Zordon. Come on, people. Then, Zordon. He was a floating head. And Alpha, his little robot friend.
And then Rita Repulsa just looks badass.
Fuck Alpha. If they bring him in, I'm walking out.
Oh, Alpha's he's already cast. And they have the new video.
Dude, Alpha was so great. Zordon, we have to get the Rangers.
I saw a still of it, but he does not look as campy and like Robbie Robot.
Thing, I'm done. I'm throwing my popcorn. I'm the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah. However, I loved the original Power Rangers series.
It was so fun.
And I've met a lot of the actors who have done some of the Power Rangers series since then. But nothing will beat the rushing home from the bus stop going, oh my God, who's going to be the new White Ranger? Who's going to be the new White Ranger? Oh my God, Tommy!
It was the Green Ranger.
It was the Green Ranger.
Yeah, I know, but...
But it was awesome, and his little crazy knife flute was cool.
There were seven of us sitting in my living room.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Excuse me, no, it was a tiger.
Yeah, it was a tiger.
Who all screamed.
Yeah, but that's the serpent that came out for the Green Ranger, right? God, it's been so long since I watched it. Anyway, that looks cool.
Anyway, so your second movie.
The movie that I will talk about, because I was such a fan of the series, I've never read any Stephen King horror books, but I got turned on to the Dark Tower series, and I breezed through all seven of them in about a month and a half. I am absolutely looking forward to the Dark Tower series. The one concern that I have about is the Man in Black being played by Matthew McConaughey. Don't get me wrong. I like Matthew McConaughey. I mean, he's great in lots of movies.
All right.
Yeah, but just that one scene in The Wolf of Wall Street where he's doing the chest pounding is just great. But
I don't know. I've seen him in too many crap films to really appreciate him the way most of those with a uterus appreciate him.
But Idris Elba cast as Roland Deschain is just going to be fantastic. I'm really hoping they do the book justice because, again, another huge, huge series like the Dark Tower series, as dense as the material was, like we talked about.
The drawing of the three alone is just insane.
Yeah.
I mean, that just a to work through. I mean, okay, so you got the gunslinger, which I'm sure they're going to start with.
Yeah.
Which that I'm looking more. That's going to show us how good of a job McConaughey is going to play as the Dark One.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to put it
potential,
in.
Potential, but we'll see what happens.
That's true.
I was surprised with the expanse of Christian Bale when he got cast as Batman.
Yeah.
So maybe McConaughey will surprise me.
And again, even in The Gunslinger, the Man in Black, Walter, is not really in it all that much.
Nope.
He does set up Roland for his journey and then the beach and everything like that. But I'm just so looking forward to this. And Even after reading the ending, it was so...
That just pissed me. I threw my book.
It pissed me off a little bit.
I hate books that make you do
until
that.
Until I realized that there is no other way that it could have ended. There really is. And we were talking about, do we want that right off into the sunset thing? Or do we want this
just to
be...
Do we want it tortured?
And it's Stephen King. Of course he's going to throw you a mind fuck.
Oh, yeah.
At first I was mad. I slammed the book down. I walked out. I had a cigarette. I'm all like, King, are you... are you shitting me? And then I thought about it, and the more and more I thought about it, it is
classic.
It is about it is one of those things where it was the journey and not the destination, and the fact that, and I can't, won't give away the big one. Please read the books; they're fantastic. But I'm really looking forward to it.
Stash has got an issue with it. All
right. I will give you Journey, Not the Destination to a certain extent, but if you are taking this incredible journey and you end up in a fucking dump, it's still a motherfucking dump.
The one thing that aggravated me about the movie is Stephen King, or the books, he included his fucking self. Mm-hmm. In the book as a main character from books 5 and 6. I'm like, how much of an ego do you have?
Well, when now he's starting to cross his worlds in his books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the man needs a Valium for sure.
No, sure.
For me,
come on, Smurf, make it good.
You know what it's going to be. You
Come
know.
On.
It's Guardians, G-O-T. Baby.
I know.
Oh, my God. The biggest hit.
It's all right. We were there freaking out about it together.
For Marvel. One. Oh, my God. This
I already
looks...
told you I want a plushie baby Groot.
Yes. I mean, there's
my
not a miss.
My birthday's coming up, boys.
Even I can watch the trailer over and over again. There's no miss in this. Every character's solid. We're getting new characters. The only thing I'm worried about is Kurt Russell playing Epoch the Living Planet, so I'm not sure how that's going to fucking spin, but...
I think it'll work.
I trust the way they did the first movie, and I already trust the way that they've done the trailers for this.
He's
El Fuego. I'm with you.
He's become what everybody thought that Zack Snyder was going to become.
Yeah, except for Zack Snyder couldn't get out of Zack Snyder's way.
No shit.
Yeah.
So, Gunn is just doing some awesome, awesome stuff right
and,
now.
And it's, you
I'm
know
so
what, it's Guy Ritchie with a budget is what
yeah,
I,
it's
really
exactly.
what I'm
exactly.
thinking Gunn is at this point. Because the character, I mean, Star-Lord's a hit. Frickin' Drax kills me.
Oh, every time.
Gamora is on fire.
I have plans to cosplay that bitch.
Rocket, they're talking Rocket getting his own movie after this. That's how
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
You've got my man crush.
You dirty face Templeton wannabe you. But there's I really don't see Guardians missing. And you can't go wrong with Yondu finally getting his mohawk for Walking
Plus,
Dead.
Plus, again, let's go back to Baby Groot. He's so fucking cute.
I am Groot. Yes.
I am Groot.
No!
And just to see him running off with the thermal detonator. This isn't ending well.
I want him as a plushie.
And there's always a thermal detonator.
There is always a thermal detonator.
If not, then what would they be guarding the galaxy from?
Whatever that big freaking raging herpy that they're fighting, you know? That thing looks hideous. As far as anything else for 2017, of course, Star Wars. We can't overlook The Last Jedi. It's going to be... epic. We don't know what's going to happen with Carrie Fisher's character now that she's passed away, but they're saying they're not going to CGI her, which is inspiring.
We'll see what
happens.
Yeah. But my money says if they're saying The Last Jedi, if Luke died, Leia's still around. But if Leia dies, he's still The Last Jedi. So I'm thinking she buys it anyway. I think that's why they're not worried about it.
Do we think that The Last Jedi is in reference to Luke, though?
I think so.
See, is it to Luke or is it to Rey?
Rey.
And
I think
that's what I was thinking, too.
I think it might be the death of Luke.
It may be. But...
I don't know. Luke is a bitch anyway.
He is.
He was, I think, after... Luke was a bitch because Mark Hamill was a bitch in the movies. He's since become an amazing badass, especially anybody who's ever been a fan of Batman the Animated Series knows that he is the greatest Joker of all time.
I am not talking about the actor. I am talking about the character.
Yeah, but I'm hoping that after years and just...
of solitude and...
as well as his acting ability in general, I think I think The Last Jedi is going to be awesome. I think Mark Hamill is going to be badass in this next movie.
So, we'll see.
No, the important thing is what roles are C-3PO and R2-D2 going to have in this? Because if they're not in the movie, it's not really Star
They'll
Wars.
They'll be there. Don't worry.
Gay robot slaves.
So
R2's there already.
Yeah.
R2's there already.
Yeah,
he showed up at the beach.
Just saying. Just because it's your dream doesn't mean it's true.
It's somebody's dream.
So there you go. Now you have our ideas of what sex slave robots should be. What are movies for 2017? And I am guaranteeing you that list is going to change as more dates, more movies are released. And we decide, yeah, you know what? That one kind of missed the mark. Son of a bitch.
It's all right. I'm really afraid that that's how I'm going to be feeling about the new Underworld movie. You know what? Those are
Kate
such
Beckinsale
chick flicks.
Cannot carry that film anymore.
But they're chick flicks disguised as action
like
movies.
Mila Jovovich carrying Resident Evil this entire time. She's hot as hell. Great to look at. But you know what? That plot is so anemic at this point.
In the new Underworld, though, they threw in that whole mother twist.
Shut up.
It makes it 10 times more chicky.
Oh, God.
Like, they've always been chick flicks. But now, they're not just chick flicks. They're like, hi, we're not going to disguise it anymore. Would you like estrogen with your ticket?
I will say my
if my popcorn came with a wet vagina in it so that I could have some fun during it, you bet your bippy I'm going
to
sign up. But this is going
to
be a dry fucking rub that I'm going to walk out chafed, limping, and annoyed, okay? I already know how this is going to go.
And very tired for some reason.
I'm winded, and I don't know
why. Well,
that wraps up.
I'm still looking forward to it.
All right. That's going to wrap us up this week. When we come back for our next podcast, we are going... What are we doing?
We are going to be doing a lot more of this. We have a bunch of stuff to talk about with the new season's premiere of Magicians.
And Expanse. I'm sorry, I'm such a fanboy of The Expanse. The writing is so good.
That's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So much.
One of the things that we're really going to be covering next time is the books versus the show of Magicians. Because season 2 starts, so let's really get down and see what's what.
So we'll throw it down. We'll see which is better. And the classic argument, is it books? Is it the show? Is it the movie? Who knows?
Well, and with that, we even get into The Walking Dead. Is it the book? Is it the movie? Is it the show?
Oh, we can go endlessly on Walking Dead. Because that is this generation's Shakespeare. That is the opera.
Fair enough.
And I have ways to back that up.
I really want to hear what those are next time we're all in front of a mic.
And very quickly, we will also be talking about one thing that has been near and dear to my heart. If you are a Neil Gaiman fan at all, we will be talking about the TV production of American Gods.
When I read this
novel... I'm so excited about that. I'm so excited.
Ian McShane as Wednesday.
Ian McShane. Oh, he had my heart when he was on Deadwood. And
yes.
Ever since, I've been an Ian McShane fan.
The man is
also
is immense.
the Russian consulate on the West Wing. Hey.
And actually, he will be reprising his role in John Wick 2, which I freaking loved that movie.
Yeah, that's
I just watched
one I'm
it last week.
Is that
about.
Not the
I
best
just watched
movie
it last
ever?
Week.
I was taken. I was like, wow, yeah. Keanu Reeves. You,
I'd say I'm back.
Yeah. I know. I forgot badass. That he knew how to act.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He got soft in his old age. We're like, oh shit. And then he's gonna follow it up with Bill and Ted's Fucked Up Adventure. So, well, we'll see how that goes. But
really? Another one?
Yeah, well, that's what they're talking.
Bogus
a guy
adventure,
time traveling
awesome
in a phone
adventures?
Booth?
Yeah. I don't see it.
And without George doesn't
yeah,
work.
See, the problem with Bill and
not
Dad's
George
phone
Carlin.
Booth is it's not bigger on the inside.
No. And that antenna is really messed up. Doesn't even get you UHF.
Doesn't even get you a companion.
It doesn't. So, well, it does. He's in a toga.
Yeah, but it's not the good kind of a companion.
So, obviously, everybody just listened to us, hopefully through our Facebook page on Nerds That Know. Should we encourage our audience to throw in their comments and questions on our page? And
please absolutely. Do.
Throw us comments, questions. If you have any inquiries for the Nerds That Know, we will stretch our intellect to the farthest reaches of the galaxy to make sure that you get your questions answered and in the most entertaining way possible.
Our powers combined, we are the Nerds That Know.
Don't do this, Jan and Z. No, I honestly thought you were going one
Captain
or two.
No, Captain Planet, my friend.
Captain Planet.
Seriously?
Thank God, never mind.
Captain Planet.
Souls be saved.
Also, if there's anything else coming up this year that we that are
a
little more
monkey.
Obscure that you'd like us to maybe do some research on, please let us know. We are always on the lookout for new and nerdy shit.
That's true.
And random question to our listeners. Why in Captain Planet was Hart a monkey? I just don't get it.
Because everyone loves monkeys.
Because
we'll get into why are anything like the Care Bears. I mean, why does one? No, okay, we'll get into the.
Are we going to get into the Care Cousins as
yes,
well?
Yes, we are.
Care Bear live action film in 2018,
starring Kiel, Stash, Smurf, and Bobby,
and then come in the Teenage Mutant Turtles and just whoop their ass. Yeah.
You know what? I would put what is the little lion Care Cousin against the Ninja Turtles.
All right.
I'd be chill with that. You just care call them into death.
I'll pretend I know what you're talking about.
And on that note.
And on that note.
Which is a B flat, by the way.
We will be back in a couple of weeks. Be sure to shoot your comments, questions, and anything else you like to on our Facebook page. We are the Nerds That Know. Smurf.
Bobby.
The Stash.
And Keel.
Don't forget, we're all stories in the end, so make it a good one.